Planes bound for Prague will no longer be landing at Ruzhiny Airport. At midday on Friday, the airport was officially renamed Letiště Václava Havla Praha, or Václav Havel Airport Prague, at a lavish ceremony in Terminal 2. Some 80,000 people signed a petition organized by the film producer Fero Fengic to rename the airport to honor the late former president, who died last December. Rob Cameron was at the ceremony and has this report.
A střiháme 3, 2, 1, teď.
Moderator Marek Eben counting down a line of dignitaries, scissors in hand, as they cut a length of airport tape to mark the renaming of Prague's Ruzhiny Airport as Václav Havel Airport Prague. Guests included the late former president's widow Dagmar, Finance Minister Miloslav Kalousek, the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, and also the Foreign Minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, who was once Havel's Chancellor. He said in his speech how Havel had opened the doors to freedom, and what better than renaming an airport after him as a way of preserving his legacy of freedom for Czechs. I asked Mr. Schwarzenberg for his thoughts on what would have been Václav Havel's 76th birthday.
Well, it's a wonderful day because today would mean the birthday of Václav Havel, and all we gathered together and had a wonderful day or evening with him. Now he's the first time not my between, so, and I'm very glad that this airport is called after him, because actually he opened the world to our population. And if today young Czechs can travel around and study around the world, it's due to him. So I hope that anybody who enters this airport, flies into the world, remembers the man who fought for his freedom.
Some 500 guests attended the ceremony, although there were two notable exceptions. Prime Minister Petr Nečas is attending an EU conference in Bratislava, and President Václav Klaus, who clashed openly with Havel on many issues, said he had a prior engagement. Those who did address the crowd spoke of the great irony of the airport being named Ruzhiny, also home to a nearby prison where Havel was incarcerated several times and then renamed after that jail's most famous former prisoner. There was, however, a minor linguistic tussle over the name of the airport in English. Initially, it was to be the unwieldy Prague Airport Václav Havel, a name that prompted howls of protest. One of the first people to complain was commentator Václav Pinková, who lived for many years in the UK.
No, it was originally mooted as Prague Airport Václav Havel, and when I saw that, I went absolutely livid, and you know, it just got me out of my chair, and I started pacing up and down. Then I sort of thought, right, I've got to do something about this. I can't just sort of leave it, and then every time I go through the airport, thinking I should have done something about it. So,
and what was it about it that upset you?
Well, it just made it sound like, you know, Havel had just been turned into an airport. You know, it was like in somewhere in IKEA. You know, you have these names of items of furniture and they have people's names. I mean, it's not good English, and I think they'd been influenced by French English and German English, and there's the Berliner Airport Willy Brandt, which isn't finished yet, and you know, it's all just a typical case of, let's not ask anybody who actually speaks the language, let's just get it wrong and insist on it, you know. And I think that there's just been plenty of that, and it's time it stopped, you know. And it is an international airport, so that's the one place where it ought to be right.
So it's now Václav Havel Airport Prague. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I think it would be even better to call it Havel International Airport, because that could be hip for short. But, you know, then you'd lose the Václav, and I personally, being a Václav, don't have a problem with there being a Václav with big capital letters, and it was also my sore point that they should definitely have the accent on the A. After all, it's an acute accent, it's there in French as well, it's not like some obscure Czech accent like Zh. No, so why not? And I think it's a bit of explanation for the rest of the world how you spell the bloody name that I happen to have too.
That debate has now been resolved, and from now on, Havel's name will forever be imprinted on the minds of those visiting the Czech capital, and Czechs too will pause to reflect on him each time they board a plane.
Rob Cameron reporting there on the renaming of Prague's International Airport after the late President Václav Havel.